The following message is from the 2019 Annual Conference of the Household of David, tagged Things of the Spirit. Be blessed.
Tonight, by the Spirit of God, we'll be talking about restoration. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. I don't know what you have missed in the last 5 years. They will be delivered this year. Yeah. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Verse 24. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. Verse 25. And I will restore to you the years. Somebody say years. Yes. I will restore to you the year, the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Verse 26. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that I dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. I am aware by the Spirit that people literally miss years. They miss seasons of their lives, moments, opportunities, promotions. It can happen to a ministry. It can happen to business. It can happen to families. Something just happened that people, what should have happened, you know, maybe 2 years, is now taking 12 years. And sometimes people are not where they ought to be. That's why we have this inner dissatisfaction. This is 2019. Many people assess their life in 2018, the last quarter. And somehow there is this dissatisfaction. You love Jesus. You love God. You are putting in your best. But you just know that this thing could have been better than this. I should have hit this particular level. There is that disconnect. You know that something is amiss. And then you are seeking God to be able to meet up or measure up back with your fire. There is a fire, there is a time, there is a season. Sometimes people miss seasons. And some of us have met people that when you look at them, you love them, but you can tell that they are not where they should be. They should have gone further than this or farther than this. Now, the system I'll be talking about today would help everyone. Anytime you notice that something is amiss, it gives you wisdom on what to do so that we don't lose all the years and all the moments. But for those of us that have lost things, I pray that this year there will be multiple restoration. Yeah. I pray that the restoration will be so full, it will look like you didn't miss anything. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are various models of restoration in scriptures. There are models. The David's model, there are several models. I want us to look at the prodigal son's model. In Luke chapter 15, we'll read from verse 11. As I speak, I'll be prophesying. It's a mixture of anointings. You will learn, you write things down. The one you cannot pick up, you get on the CD or the flash. But ensure that your spirit is alive. You will not miss your own moment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Luke 15, verse 11. And it said, a certain man had two sons, verse 12, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living, verse 13, and not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. Somebody say far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Verse 15, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Verse 16, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Sometimes the signal that you need restoration is when things are not flowing towards you on a sustained basis. This guy was already feeding with swine, and then help was not coming in. There's something is wrong. Something is wrong. I mean, it's a different thing, feeding with the swine, but monies are coming from aunties or from somewhere, but nobody's responding to him. When you notice that the supply has been cut short on a sustained basis, then you got to wake up. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. And I will arise and go to my father, and I will blah, 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 blah. Now, the first thing, the first key to restoration is realization. Many don't even know that they are not where they should be. When you don't realize it, the devil continues to plunder. They just think, I'm okay. Realization. I love this guy. He's one of my favorite guys in scriptures. What is it? How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to eat and to spare? I'm a prince and I'm feeding with swine. Something is not right. You have the blessings of Abraham. You have been redeemed by Jesus on the cross. And the certain things are not showing up. You got to realize the gap. That this is not right. Without realization, you can have the next one, which is reaction. It takes violence to be restored, spiritual violence. And I'm praying that your 2019 will not be like 2018. Yeah. It will not resemble 2017. Yeah. Realization. I love this guy. I'm eating with swine. Not even my father's sons, hired servants. They have bread enough to eat and leftovers, and I'm suffering here. I have missed something. That's realization. Every business owner, every pastor, every CEO, every Christian must be alert when you notice that gap. That this is supposed to be like this. Why is it like this? And then that realization should generate reaction. He said, the violent taketh it by force. So this guy said, okay, I can't take it anymore. I will arise and go back to my father. Which leads us to the third part of it, which is at the core of restoration. I've seen people pray for restoration. Lord, restore me. Lord, what I missed in the last 10 years, what I've lost, restore me. Now, I prefer to pray and ask God, what led to this thing in the first place? Retrace. Until you are able to know where the thing started from, so to say, there can be restoration. Retracing, now that's where Satan comes in. Satan has a way of covering up the reason for a thing. He will camouflage it. You'll be pursuing something else. And you wonder, I prayed. I did this one. No, until you hit it. Things of the spirit. Praying in the spirit. Retrace. The prodigal son said, somebody will look at it and say, okay, I'm feeding with swine. Maybe it's this job, isn't it? Maybe it's this job. It's very easy to logicalize it. Maybe it's this job, and they change jobs, but nothing will change. Somebody else will say, oh, maybe it's that town where I moved into. There is this other town, and I get there. Changing cities will not change things for him. His own root problem was when he left. Without retracing there, the restoration will never happen. He will change jobs. He will change cities. That's not the root. Look at this scripture. Proverbs 26 verse 2. Proverbs 26 verse 2. This January, a lot of revelations will come to you. A lot of things that have been hidden that looks tiny but makes a lot of influence on your life will show up in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at this scripture. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow is a species of a bird, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse, C-U-R-S-E, curseless. Is that okay? Curse. That is, something caused it. C-A-U-S-E. If there is a curse in this context, what led to this plunder in my life? I should be at this level, as it were, but I've come short of the glory. What led to it? Curse, causeless, it will not come. If it comes, something caused it. So if the prodigal son is feeding with swine, something caused it. So what the Holy Ghost wants to do in our lives this season is to help us retrace so that we can be restored. For the prodigal son, he got it right. The way he left his father was wrong. Leaving home is not a problem. It's the way you live. The way you live a church, the way you live a company, the way you live anything. It matters a lot. Krefudola was sharing a story. When they started their church in Atlanta, it wasn't growing. Nothing was working. And he was praying like this. And God said, I don't like the way you left your former church. I don't like it, God said to him. I don't like it. So what should I do? God said, go back. I want you to go and apologize to the pastor. And then by extension, because you were a leader in that place, the way you left affected the congregation. Ask for an opportunity to talk to the congregation. Apologize to the congregation and they can move on from there. So he went back. And then apologized to the pastor. And then talked to the congregation. He said as he left that particular church, there was no rain. He felt dew on his head. And the Holy Ghost said, now we can move on. The rest is history. Retrace. Now, the reason why I'm saying that we need to pray in tongues a lot is because what is the problem of a sister having delayed marriage is different from another sister. They can have 10 years delay, but the cause can be different. That's why you have to pray in tongues this January, and they call it prayer of inquiries. Why? Because many of the root causes are not things you might think about. Do you understand? If you use logic, you will miss it. Let me give you another story. John G. Lake, a healing evangelist, praying on the healing line, a man had terminal sickness. As he was praying for him, the anointing could not flow into him for healing. He said, as he was praying for the man, he kept seeing $5,000. $5,000. They now pulled the man aside. Oga, sorry, as we're praying for you, I'm always seeing $5,000. What is the problem? Is there anything? The man was trying to think. And then the man snapped and said, yes. The one I can remember is this. My friend and I had a business. My friend died. And then the wife took over the business. So they became partners. Later, the wife said, I can't run this business. I don't have the energy. So let's sell it off. So he said when he sold it, he kept back $5,000 from the wife. She did not even know. But cheated her. And Dodgy Lake said, do you by chance have $5,000 in your account? He said, I have it. This healing meeting continues for like 2 weeks. You know, all those days, 2 weeks, 1 month, healing meeting. He said, go and post. In America, I know they post money. Don't do that here. At least don't do that here yet. We're getting there. So he posted the check to the woman and came back for the healing meeting. He said, as he lined up, and beforehand even touched him, everything disappeared. Costless shall not come. Now, somebody else might not be money stolen. It could be unforgiveness. Like an Hagin will always share, bitterness with your mother-in-law, sister-in-law, and don't go agree. And that you carry offense in your heart for years, and the offense becomes bitterness, and then results in cancer. And then you are battling with healing, you are binding Satan, every cancer spirit, get out. When you have done all those things and the thing persists, then change prayer style. Lord, what is the root of this thing? And then the Holy Ghost begins to reveal to you, I would need you to forgive your mother-in-law and resolve it. And by extension, can you buy a precious gift? The kind you've never bought before. And as you do that, the curse disappears. So it takes prayers of inquiries to be able to hit it. Little hinges swing huge doors. Small things can cause big problems. Let me show you a story. It's a bit humorous in Samuel. 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 21. 1 Samuel 21. Or 2 Samuel, sorry. 2 Samuel 21, verse 1 to 6. So the prodigal son got it right. And many people will get it right this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are some people that have problems with getting married. Maybe because of the way you treated a particular lady some time ago. 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But you didn't close it well. like the cry of Abel to God. That person's voice cries to God. And then when, if God puts it in your heart, it's important you resolve it. Look at this story. Then there was a famine in the days of David. How many years? Year after year. When you see sustained lack, nothing is responding, something was wrong here. Now if you look at this famine, you would think there's no rain. It is, water is not available, rain should fall. But look at this. Year after year, and David inquired of the Lord. The Lord, I've been on this same spot in this office for 5 years. What's happening? And then you're praying in tongues, and the Holy Ghost reminds you of a vow you made in church when this property was being set up. You vowed 50,000 perhaps, and then you redeemed 25,000. And the Holy Ghost has been waiting for the balance. But you saw that the place was set up and people moved there. Okay, God would have forgotten everything. And then after a year or two, that thing begins to block your promotion. Because that promotion means financial increase. So it blocks it. And you haven't even forgotten. Unpaid vows hinders blessings. Okay, so. And the Lord, look, when I saw this, I was shocked. You can't think this. He said, God, what is the problem? Is it a rain? We should pray for rain. He said, and the Lord answered, it is for who? Saul. And for his bloody house. Because he slew the Gibeonites. And the king called the Gibeonites. These Gibeonites, Joshua vowed to them in the book of, I think, Judges, Joshua. And they vowed that they won't kill them. It was a vow. So that vow was upon Israel. But Saul, in his zeal, just to try to prove that he can fight, he was killing the enemies and then killing the Gibeonites. As he was doing that, he broke the covenant. But now, the harvest now showed up on another person's regime. And the king called the Gibeonites and said to them, now the Gibeonites were not children of Israel, but a remnant of the Amorites. A children of Israel had what? Sworn unto them. And Saul sought to do what? Slay them in his zeal. Children of Israel and Judah. Verse 3. Wherefore David said to the Gibeonites, okay, what shall I do for you guys? And wherewith shall I make the atonement that ye may bless the inheritance of the Lord? You know, God is a just God. And the Gibeonites said unto him, well, we will not have silver nor gold from Saul, nor of his house. Neither you shall kill anybody from Israel. And he said, okay, what do you want? This famine is getting too much. And they answered the king, the man that consumed us and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any coast of Israel. Next verse. Let what? Seven men. Let seven men of his sons be delivered unto us. And we will hang them unto the Lord. Thank God for new covenant. Whom the Lord did choose. And the king said, I will give them. I mean, but can you ever as a king have famine for 3 years and think of the root cause and think that this is the problem? You can be praying for rain, but that wasn't the problem. Thank God David was wise enough to just ask. Root cause. Root cause. Root cause. When this thing happened, one woman from Saul's lineage, and like I said to people, watch the kind of seeds you sow. The things we do daily are seeds, are waiting harvest. Now the thing bounced back on Saul's generation. In fact, there was another guy that escaped. His name is Mephibosheth. The reason he escaped was because David had vowed unto Jonathan not to touch any of his own lineage. That was how Mephibosheth escaped. If not, his head would be the first one because we're already in the palace. You see, anytime you have prayed for something and it looks like it's lingering, turn to prayer of inquiries. It will shock you what will come out. If it's warfare, God will tell you that Satan is holding something down. Go on a fast for 3 days and break it. If it's something you need to adjust. One day we started a second service in our church many years ago. And, you know, when the church starts two services, it's like You can speak in a conference. We are doing two services. But when we started the two services, the first service wasn't growing. The second was epileptic. I ran to God. What is the problem? Because I read in a book, they say when the church is 80% full, they should start two services. So it wasn't working. I said, Father, what should you do? He said, you started the second service before its time. He very simple, God. It's not that Satan is pursuing you. You started it prematurely. You understand me? So I said, what should I do? He said, revert back. I said, Lord, you have to help me. So I came to church. We're going to have combined services. We are going to be together next Sunday. We reverted to combine, and we're now combining it like that. When the fullness of time came, we started the second and then the third. He's got times and seasons in his hand. Restoration will demand humility from you. Many pastors will not even, how can I say two services and revert to one? You will stay on that two until the two disappears. Many are too proud to be restored. You think it was easy for the prodigal son to go back home? When you left with Yanga, I'm going, I'm a prince. And you left with tuxedo suit, everything was fine, and now you are feeding with swine. If somebody's feeding with swine, just imagine what he was wearing. Do you have the humility to go back? Many people pray for restoration, but the demand, your ego has to be flattened. I can imagine when he presented himself, all the stuff he was talking about, we'll be looking at you. See, brother. Oh. We reverted. When you are parked in a mall and you are facing a culvert, to move forward, you don't hit the... What do you do? Reversing doesn't mean you have failed. Africans, we have this very funny mentality. Reversing doesn't mean you are failed. You reverse to get a clear way and then move forward. But if I do that, what my friends say, no, how can I be wearing this one? I say, no. Realization, reaction, retrace. And of course, backing that now is things like repent, restitute. They're like the man with $5,000, he had to make it right. There's some things that the Holy Spirit would ask you to make right. But what we come out of it is bigger than what you need to pay for. You have to restitute and then correct some things. And then finally, receive. Most Pentecostals don't know how to receive. But we know how to give. A lot of our giving, and then we are so used to giving that when God now begins to show up with his harvest, we reject it. This is very serious. There are some people when they came back as the prodigal son, they said to themselves, I will not go back as a son. I will tell him, I'm not even fit to become as one of your hired servants. Make me a hired servant. And then you get back, and the daddy said, no. You will be a son. Some Christians say, no, I should be a servant. Do you understand me? You see, what you have not received in your heart can never enter your hand. Many will say, no, daddy, I've offended you. If you know what I did when I left, I can't be your son. I want to suffer for 5 years first. You see, we read those things. And in that context, many people will reject it. Because harvest is coming your way this season. Yeah. Coming your way this year. Yeah. You will not reject it in Jesus' name. Yeah. The Father said, bring the best robe. Daddy, I don't need best robe, no. I want to wear the uniform that the security men are wearing. I've been a bad boy. Daddy, I was a bad person. Now, the other side of receiving is when these blessings come, you need the power of recognition. Can I come? Recognition. The blessings of God never appear the way you think. Many people have thrown God's blessings away unknowingly. Mike Murdock said, everything you need is around you, merely waiting for your recognition. Your eyes will be open this season. Yeah. Do you know the man called Naaman? Yes, in scriptures. Yes, Naaman was a general. He had leprosy. Oh, Jesus is Lord. And then it was not the lepro. Who had would have treated leprosy? Not leprosy, the people. Leprosologist. Please, all the physicians, forgive me. Leprosologist. It was a maid of the wife, perhaps plaiting the air, that told the madam, where you took me from, there's a prophet there. He can sort out this thing your guy is having. Many of you will slap the girl and say, what do you know about bacteria? Where did you finish your education? And yet that was the answer. How many a lady have prayed for husbands? And as she was praying, I don't know who told you, the person you will meet him in the bank. You prayed for husband. And then you come to church, a brother that doesn't look like it begins to greet you. And then you threw away his blessings. I mean what I'm saying. We are permitted to pray. We are not to choose the route. We are not to. That's the challenge. When many people are praying for Nigeria now, Father, change leadership. As they are praying, many are already telling God who to enter. What? You don't know people. Sir, Naaman got to the prophet's place. Elisha was busy. He sent the spear. Tell him to go and wash in Jordan, dirty water, 7 times. Naaman left angrily. You can pray for something, and the answer shows up, and you, with anger, reject it. The man showed up, one of our ladies in church, trusting God for husband, the cell leader. Assistant cell leader is looking for husband, sorry, wife, guy. Cell leader, woman. She came to the office, was crying. Hey. I said, the one that's assisting you, is it not? I didn't even know that the assistant cell leader liked that. But she was always saying, assistant cell leader. May your eyes see this season. There are many people in church, they greet their husband outside service. How are you? They will even be telling the man the problem another boyfriend is having with them. The husband, no. But he's a church member. He's a fellow usher. He's a fellow greeter. And that's the husband. They are married today with 3 great kids. God is not wicked. We are only blind. Sir, the Jews saw prophecy, Isaiah 8, upon his shoulders. What? Unto us his son is born. Unto us a child is given. If you even read that prophecy, you would think Jesus will come with chariot. That was the problem. The government shall be upon where? Ayaya. And of his kingdom. He must be a general. So they were looking up to him. He's coming. And he came in a manger. The Savior came. I'm telling you why people have missed blessings. If I, with all audacity of faith, if there's something you are praying for and it's lagging for like 5 years, most likely the answer came, you turned it away or you refused to see it. The master came, not in a clinic, not in another hospital, but in a manger. They couldn't stand it. Just imagine, upon his shoulders, government, and of his kingdom, all those prophecies by Jeremiah, by Isaiah, they thought he was going to come like that. And the master came and left. Do you know what I mean? They wanted him. They expected him. But when he showed up, they couldn't fathom it. They love recognition. Trusting God for a big client. The best client that will bring money this year. And somebody shows up in your office
and the only money he can deliver from the calculation is 23,250 naira. And then in your mind, nobody, this kind person I pray for. This is a new year. And then you're already reacting. And unknown to you, the man knows someone that has 2.3 billion. That should treat that person well. That person, like Joseph, treated those other guys in prison well. Who now mention you to the one with 2.3 billion. Naaman was angry and he turned away. And one security man said, "Oga, if they told you to do something difficult, wouldn't you do it?" He now reluctantly went to bathe in Jordan. He was, you know what Naaman said? "I thought he will come out." And that's the problem when we pray. You are praying, "Lord, Ibakotale." As we are praying, it's a different thing if God gives you a revelation. But many times we already assume the route that, okay, this is how you'll be. I'll meet the guy when I go for my training in UK. And any guy in that training, one of them must be like him. But this training is coming for such a time as this, you know. And then your mind is, and God never said your husband will meet you at the training in UK. And then somebody now shows up in church in the Believer's Bible class. He just joined the church. You are the teacher and God said, "That's your husband." He said, "Holy Spirit, hey! Touch your eyes where you are and pray. I say, "Lord, open my eyes this year. Let me see. Let me understand. Open my eyes. Let me not throw away your blessings with my hands." One of my friends bought a house in Lagos here. He went to Barbie's hair. The Baba was telling me, I hear that they are selling house in one estate here and the amount is even cheap. Just give away. He said he thought, what does a Baba know about property? He said the week after I went to Bab, the guy was just still saying it. He now got home and just mentioned it to the wife. The wife now said, "I know that company now. They are working with us." The wife's boss is friend to the boss of that company. And then bit by bit, they now bought the house from the comment of a Baba. May you not be looking for the supernatural, but you are now after spectacular. There are two different things. Naaman said, "I thought he would come out, you know, leprosy. He will come out and then put his hand over the leprosy." Like many people think that tonight, now they say, "Do we have an encounter?" And they're already assuming that the pastor might call me out today. He might call me out and will say, "There's somebody there. Your beer is very long. Yarabaka, you ate a bar yesterday afternoon. Your phone number is 800-00-6666. And yeah, God is reaching out to you now. He said, "I thought he would come out and put his hand and then recover the leper." That was your thought. What are you looking for? Healing or your... He even got angry. He said, "It's not Sheraton water and transcorporating water better than all the rivers in Israel. You are not choosing the way to be healed." Many people are praying for things, but they are trying to choose how God must do it. And they miss it. The Jordan River was actually very dirty. And leprosy is dirty. Like a blind man and Jesus Christ putting spittle on mud. And you are blind. You now have to put. You now ask the fellow blind man, "What's happening? I can't see too." He said, "Who is that I can see? It's mixing mud and spit." "Ah! Me! Me! Me!" You know why God does things like that? It's to mock Satan. And God is so humorous. If you check most of the great encounters in your life, they came by some funny stuff. Somebody said something. I mean, look at how Jacob got the blessing. They weren't talking to him. He was the whisper of the husband that the mother heard. The mother just heard him speaking with Esau. That means some of the blessings that will come your way might not be sent to you directly. How did David kill Goliath? There was no prophecy in scripture that said, okay, Goliath, check it. He went to give snacks, sandwich. As he was doing that, he was hearing, he said, anyone that kills this man, number one, he will marry the king's daughter. And he was a shepherd boy. He married, in those days, the meaning of that statement. Marry the king's daughter. Number two, he will be tax-free in Israel. He just turned. Say it again. Say it again. He said, I will kill this man. I will kill. He was talking to them. The brother said, what are you talking? Oga, leave me. Poverty will not kill our family. He was a whisper. As you move through this year, you'll be in the office, something will sound. Somebody will say something. Actually, it's for you. That whisper was for David. But he picked it up. I pray you will recognize opportunities. You will take advantage of opportunities. In the name of Jesus Christ. As I close this evening, God's blessings will come our way by the ministry of angels. In Matthew 17, verse 24, the things you are looking for, you will find it on time. You will never look back on 2019 and look at it with regrets. Amen. It will be joy overflow. Amen. And when they come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, Peter, what do you think? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? It was like a tax money. Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then we are supposed to be free. He wasn't supposed to pay it. But look at the next thing. He said, notwithstanding, lest we should what? You will not fight your landlord this year. Amen. The proprietor of your students, co-proprietress, there will not be any fight. Amen. Because you have money to pay. I paid on the second. They should check it. I know it's not everything, but I sent something. Landlord, this is just October 27. I paid on the 26 and a half. Say, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh. And when you have opened his mouth, you will find money. When you go out from this meeting tonight, in your businesses, in your career, the fish with the money, the opportunities with the finance, the clients with the resources, they will swim in your direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this thing is so prophetic. It could have fished overnight now. I said, Peter, go there, you're a fisherman. Oh, you carry 10 baskets. You just carry out the basket. And then you and Bartholomew and Andrew should sit down. Be opening them one by one. No money, get out. And you can be there all night until you find the one with the money. But he said the first one. Your laughter will happen on time this year. Every stronghold of delay is broken. The first fish. Do you understand that? That means, Peter, you will go there and you will not waste time. You will not waste energy. The first one opened the mouth. And when Peter left Jesus, an angel left before Peter to sort out the particular fish with the coin. You know, you can have 10 clients and not have money. And somebody can have 2 and the year is made. Right steps, hitting it right on time, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hitting it right on time. They were getting this money to sort out bills, isn't it? It was even a bill that they were not supposed to pay, but we have bills we are supposed to pay. So I'm praying that this year there'll be surplus in our life. The blessings of increase that we sort out our bills are coming our way. He said, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea, cast an hook, take up the fish that first come, that come up, and when you have opened the mouth, you shall find a piece of money. That take, give to them, not just for them, for me alone, and for you also. You will see overflow.
Amen.
Through your business, many others will find a living.
Amen.
Genesis 24. I love this story. Maybe I've shared it here before. But always excited when I teach about the story of Rebecca. It's always interesting. You know, Abraham had a son called Isaac. He wanted him to marry from a particular place. So he now called his chief of staff, Eliezer. Go to my land and look for a wife. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means to send somebody to Lagos to look for a wife? Not even Lagos. Alimoshoro, local government alone is enough. How do you find one? You will do Project Fame. Women idol, whatever idol. And start interviewing everybody. And everyone will call you Eliezer, what's the problem? Okay, the women here are plenty. Well, but I've reduced now to 300 of them. We're on it. We're on stage 4. That kind of project can take you a whole year. Sorting out the one with grammar, the one that is too short or too tall, educated or not educated. Verse 11. Genesis 24, verse 11. But see what happened. He made his camels to kneel down without the city by the well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. Verse 12. And he said, he's a very, very wise servant. Oh, Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me. God will send us good speed this year. God, you might not know me, but you know my master. He's a covenant-keeping God. You know my master. You don't know me. Show him kindness. But we don't pray like that. We are the seed of Abraham. This guy was very wise. He said, oh Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed today and show kindness unto my master. But we are the seed of Abraham. We pray to him directly. How much more would we have good speed? You will have early testimonies this year. Before the end of January, testimonies are pouring in to household of David in the name of Jesus. You don't have to wait till April or July. He said, behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Hey, look at this man. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink. And I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that you have appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that you have shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had what? That, behold, Rebecca showed up. Your blessings are showing up on time. The things you need for your fulfillment this year are showing up on time. Hey, yeah. Rebecca showed up, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, the virgin that had not known her, and she went down to the well and filled her pitcher, came up, verse 7. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted. Oh, fast. She was quick. And she hasted and led her. Oh, go back. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had gone giving him drink, she said, who said?
Yeah.
When God is at work, things will be willing. You won't be forcing yourself. You won't be telling brother Jonathan, you must marry me. I'm 39, you must this year. No. There will be cooperation. She said herself, they will be hasting you to get promoted like this. They'll be sending you letters. She said, I will draw water for thy camels also. What? 10 camels? 10. Each one will take 150 gallons. I hope ladies are listening.
Yes,
Because some ladies in Nigeria, we price those cameras. Oh God, these cameras plenty. How much you go pay for each one of them? Or some will see them and dodge it. When they give you extra work in your office this year, embrace it. Your promotion is at hand. Don't react. Don't say they must pay me. Serve your way to greatness. When you are stretched, you will never return to a smaller size. She said, I will draw water for that. She said it. Stop running away from extra work, extra assignment. I will draw water for thy camels until they are okay. Exceed expectation. Complete assignments they give you. And she hasted. She hasted. Every time they see me, they'll be giving them. Am I the only secretary in this office? You are the only secretary that's okay. That's why they are giving it to you. And she hasted, emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran, and ran, and ran again onto the well to draw water. And she drew for all his camels. Wow. And the man wondering, oh, may you be a wonder to many. Yeah. And the man wondering at her held his peace. Is it that, are there still people like this in Nigeria? Or is 419? He was wondering, has the Lord made his journey prosperous or not? And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring, half shekel of weight. Don't serve to receive compensation the same day. It's a sickness in our country. Get to the airport. Somebody's carrying your luggage. Oga Alpha. Can't you carry it and serve? Many are looking for instant gratification at the expense of destiny. Is it golden earring you want or you want to marry Isaac? When you marry Isaac, your generations upon generations are settled. It's more than money. It's an attitude. Servanthood. When I go to the airport, I get angry. I just decided, when they ask me, do you have POS? That's what I tell them. All those young boys, do you have POS? And I'm not carrying cash. Do you have POS? They say, oh God, I say, do you have POS? And I move on. I hope they won't start carrying POS on themselves. That the man took a golden earring, half a shekel, and two brothers in his hands, blah, 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 verse 23. And said, whose daughter are you? Which church do you attend? Who is your pastor? Who are your parents? Who trained you? I pray thee, is there room? Go back, please. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? Amazing. The thing was happening fast. Fast. Like Peter's own, the first fish. The first woman that showed up was the one. He didn't do Project Fame. Verse 53. By that night, they had some party in the house of Rebecca. And they called Rebecca, verse 53, and the servant brought forth jewels of silver, of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebecca. He gave also to her brother and to her mother's precious things. 54. And they said, eat and drink. And he and the men that were with him and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning and he said, send me away to my master. You won't forget your assignment this year. Amen. I didn't come here to eat and drink. Send me away. And her brother, you know that brother, sir? Labor. The principality of delay. It's a delay spirit. Let the damsel abide with us a few days. At least how many days? When God has done it the previous night. I met her by 5 p.m. What am I with? 10 days. And then she will not have typhoid fever. You will not say she should spend another 3 months until testimony is aborted. 10 days. After that, she will go. 56. And he said unto them, hinder me not, Allah only bat here. Seeing that the Lord had what? Prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. Verse 57. And they said, okay, we will call the damsel and ask her. Okay, call her. 58. And they called Rebecca and said unto her, will you go with this man? And she said, God has settled me. I will go. Any agent of delay, they will not trap your future. whatever God has done already this season, as they begin to show up, and the devil begins to creep in with systems of delay, we break it in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet tonight. Thank you, Lord, for restoration. Mangre di che sanga da baros te kerege. Acosto porete che stekele. Esta caramo gosto. Realization. Reaction. Retrace. Repent. Restitute. Receive. Rombostaka. There are many areas, many of us we need to pray about. Some of us is retrace. Some of us is recognition. But pray in the Holy Spirit. Things of the Spirit. Flow in the Spirit. Holy Ghost begins to sort people out. Re brade kasata. Manka seketele bose. Oh, you can pray. Oh Lord, open my eyes. Just like you opened Hagar's eyes to see the well of water beside her. The things that you have provided this year, the things that you have sorted out already, help me not to throw it away. Help me to see it. If there are things I need to retrace that I've not been able to see the root, and I need to sort it out, Holy Spirit, the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed there for us, I want you to pray in tongues. If you are watching us on TV or watching us online, begin to pray where you are. Begin to pray in the Spirit. God will show you things. Mangereba kosa katalaba, ereba kise keremo, reba kasata. Holy Spirit, move in this great assembly. Open the eyes of the man to opportunities that are already around them. Open the eyes of ministers. Open the eyes of spinsters. Open the eyes of families that they may see. That they may see. Ketchesoto. Every scale in your eyes, the healing power of the Holy Ghost will heal spiritual blindness. We are taking advantage of what God has provided. We will not miss it like Naaman nearly missed it. No, we will not. We will grab it. We will enjoy it. We will maximize it. Hakasata. We break the power of delay. We curse it. We enter into good speed. We enter into good speed. We enter into good speed. Hey, Karabasa. Haseketelebo. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Kalabaraka Saraba. Oh, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. While we are praying, as we are praying, there are some individuals on this amazing Friday night. You came in here empty. You are not born again. Or maybe you are backsliding. You want spiritual restoration. While others are praying, be spring to God as it were. I want to pray with you where you are, and God will touch you. You're in this service, wherever you are here live on campus, at City of David, or you're watching us online. You want to surrender your heart to Jesus, or rededicate your heart to Him. Lift your right hand where you are. I will pray with you. While others are praying, God wants to first restore you spiritually. Lift it up well. Thank you for those hands. Thank you, thank you. You want to surrender your heart? God bless you. I can see those hands. I hope our ushers can locate those hands where they are. There are some people out there. You want to rededicate your heart to Jesus, or surrender your heart for the first time. I can see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Now put the other hand on your chest and begin to pray and say, Lord Jesus, put one hand up so the ushers can see, and then the other hand on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. You died on the cross for me. Come into my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. Wash me clean by your precious blood. I renounce Satan and darkness. I confess Jesus as Lord. And from this moment, I'm saved. I'm rescued from darkness to serve the living God. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pray with you. Lord, thank you for these precious ones. We welcome them to the family of God. The stronghold of Satan and darkness is broken of their lives. This moment, the eternal life of God begins to walk on their inside. They will never return to darkness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You begin a work in their lives that cannot be stopped. They will never return to darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You have made a great decision. This is Household of David, a great assembly. I encourage you to be a part of this church. Our officials will get some little slips across to you. But whatever happens, be a part of this church. And anytime they call forth for those who give their life to Christ to attend one meeting or the other, I charge you to make sure you're a part of it so you can grow up and become strong. In the name of Jesus. Everybody in the assembly, lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release grace for restoration. Whatever people had missed for years, let this year be a year of restoration. Marital restoration. Financial restoration. Spiritual restoration. Fill their mouths with laughter. In the name of Jesus. Anything that the devil has held in any life here, keeping them in stagnation, I command the chains to be broken. Whatever thing has affected your lineage and the devil is trying to force it on you, I command those chains to be broken. You will break family records positively. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Abraham's blessings will find expression in your life. You will not spend your resources on hospital bills. When you go out, you will return safely. You have seen January 2019. You will see many more decades. In the name of Jesus. The glory of God in your life will attract multitudes to serve Him. Forward ever, backward never. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for being a part of our 2019 annual conference. Join any of our services on Sundays by 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. or on Wednesdays by 7 p.m. at David's Court, Mojidi Street, off Toyin Street, Ikeja, Lagos. For more messages, visit our website at www.householdofdavid.org. God bless you.